Since the Salt Lake Tribune published a story in July about four women who say they were raped by former USU football player Torrey Greene, many have wondered why there was no arrest until now. On UPR's Behind the Headlines on October 7th, Tribune reporter Alex Stuckey, who wrote the original story, said the women who approached the Tribune about Greene were frustrated that nothing had been done.
When I first talked to the original four, they were just incredibly frustrated that they had gone to the effort to talk to police. The students had gone to the school, and he was able to graduate and briefly be on an NFL team. They felt like the system had failed them, and they were just really frustrated.
After the original story was published, two more women reported to the police. And after police reviewed all the cases, Greene was arrested. The Salt Lake Tribune has been actively asking for records from Utah State to find out what the school did to investigate the reports, but it recently lost that battle because the records are protected by FERPA, a student privacy law. Utah State University admits it didn't handle the situation as well as it could have. USU President Stan Albrecht told UPR's Tom Williams that the incident was a perfect storm.
You know, it wasn't that we were doing anything wrong or that we didn't have things in place. It was that the dots weren't connected because you have four individuals who basically reported to four different units that themselves weren't connected.
Because USU didn't share its records, it's unclear what exactly the university did to investigate the reports. But on October 14th, Albrecht announced that USU is creating leadership committees to improve USU's efforts to prevent and respond to sexual assault. For more information, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.